From Arizona Public Media in Tucson, I'm Luis Carrion with In-Depth Arizona.
Originally called the Cactus, the Dianza had been a living relic in Tucson for 58 years.
The Last Day at the Dianza is a short documentary about the last remaining drive-in movie theater in Tucson.
I started as a projectionist in 1973.
The thing about it was that it was the one shot you get to get all of the good stuff because that was the last night, that was it.
Jose Morgan is the producer of the film. He wrote and directed the project as part of his work with Voices, community stories past and present.
I didn't think much of it at first, but then when we went there and saw all the people that were like really into it, they really didn't want it to close down and they were really like close to it. It made it more of an interesting story to me.
I never saw the Dianza as a movie theater. It was more of an experience and it had its particular charm.
The story of The Last Day at the Dianza is an interesting one. And the film recently won Best Documentary and Best Film at the MLK Film Festival. The film is the result of the work at Voices, where the mission is to mentor young people and help them document the stories of their community.
So we're going to show your movie.
So at Voices, we believe that kids, youth are great media makers and consumers and producers.
Katie Gindelsparger is the writing director at Voices. She says that young people have important stories to tell and sometimes they just need help finding an audience.
We started in 1999 and we used to be an oral history organization. And then over the course of our lifespan, we've started to add more media. So now we train youth in video and radio and photography and magazine writing. And we function kind of like a wire service. So youth produce their stories here. We help them get the stories finished and take them through the entire creative process. And then we find publication homes for those stories.
Publication homes include this radio station, public TV stations, newspapers, and websites. Katie says that every kid goes through an interview, and the selection process can be competitive.
They fill out an application, and then they're interviewed right on the spot. So they don't wait, and they come in and they tell their stories, and we hear all kinds of things for those 2 to 3 weeks they were interviewing. It's fascinating. We hear everything.
But just like everything else, it had its bad sides. The weather.
You don't have to be, your star newspaper writer at your school. You don't have to be a straight-A student. You don't have to know how to operate a video camera. But you do have to have a passion to tell stories, and you have to have a story to tell.
The stories are diverse and often personal, like this exploration of self-identity.
The first time I took my speakers to school happened to be on a makeup image testing day.
Pedro Reyes's film is about the boombox guy.
I was constantly bullied when I was the new kid at Amphi Middle School.
A kid who doesn't quite fit in, so he decides to mix it up a bit and become a boombox.
I even saw a sign that read, "Stay testing in progress, proceed respectfully." And that's when I turned up the volume on my boombox.
I was just brainstorming and that's when I had the idea that it would be cool to actually wear a boombox on my head.
The boombox kit is simple in concept, but it reveals a thoughtful and often funny commentary on relationships and friendship.
Friends took turns plugging their iPods into my boombox speakers. People would laugh at songs like the Lean Like a Chola song.
Well, I guess it could be just about the boombox, but it's probably also about like identity and how other people see someone and what they think about them and what someone thinks about themselves and how they want to like be known out there in the world.
What I learned here at Voices is how to mix a documentary and a good story. I mean, you get more out of it. You get kind of like the best of both worlds, with just facts or information and then a story.
The loss of the Dianza signifies the end of an era that began when the screens first opened for business in 1951. And Jose Morgan's film documents the final screening and in a way ushers in another era of new media.
With the internet, iPhones, and cell phones, we as a culture don't find sitting in a car to watch movies fun or the least bit enjoyable.
Part of our goal with all those publishing partners is to bring youth content to real audiences, to people who are willing and ready to respond, because that's something that kids don't get to do a lot. And that's one of the things that's really unique and cool about Voices.
You can see The Last Day at the Dianza and The Boombox Guy along with other stories from Voices on our website. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media. Elbows up, cut your shot. Elbows up, cut your shot.